Well, to say surprise and shock is an understatement. There is a feeling of anger because Mr. Kama was known as the single most, rational voice in SADC. And many people believe that, they've been let down by these statements.
Now, so what did they expect to say? Because it seems that SADC, for the first time, are speaking with one voice.
The expectation was that of a continuity from his stance in 2008, that the Mugabe, side of government is illegitimate. The regime is the dictatorship that needs to be, removed, through a democratic system as soon as possible. And all the pressure has to be maintained on the regime until such a time as and when the systems of true democracy have been reinstated in Zimbabwe. That is what the people of Zimbabwe have been expecting.
Well, rejoice, President Zuma of South Africa has been calling for the sanctions to be lifted. He is now having a backing from President Ayakama from neighboring Botswana. You think for the first time SADC speaking in one voice will have any impact at all on the Western countries who have imposed the sanctions?
First of all, there was always a suspicion that there was some kind of homogeneity in the position, because remember, the Zimbabwe question was definitely evaded at the last SADC summit. So we always expected some kind of surprise. Now, perhaps Mr. Kama, respects Mr. Zuma so much that he believes it is very important for them to be on the same side. But we have really serious doubts whether the Western, governments are going to listen to the voice of Mr. Kama, because they have refused to listen to MDC. They have insisted that their informants on the ground are saying the situation has not improved in GNU. So we won't be surprised if the Western, world pays a deaf ear to this new development.
Well, President Mugabe has always criticized and said that the sanctions against him and his allies are illegal. Do you think it's having any effect on him? That is why he's making such statement, and for SADC to be making the call for the sanctions to be lifted?
In fact, the fact that he has made this a clarion call for himself and his party, it means that there's something working about the targeted restriction. So whether or not they are illegal, it's not the question. The issue is that of his own legitimacy. A one-man band election in 2008 with hundreds of citizens being butchered and murdered can never make him legal. So the legitimacy question should be focused on Mugabe himself and his ZANU-PF system of governance. Now, the world is very clear about what they believe should be a good democracy. And unfortunately, Zimbabwe that does not pass the test.
Well, what do you make of this unism of SADC to have their sanctions removed?
There is a tendency in the world of diplomacy to listen to blocs. I mean, in this case, the SADC bloc probably has got some kind of legitimacy and credibility in the Western world and in the United Nations. But I don't believe that, it's going to immediately trigger some sense of compassion, and understanding from on the Western side. But I've got a feeling that the Western world might start reconvening and reconsidering certain issues around the targeted restrictions. But to expect a blanket, removal of these restrictions without consulting the democratic forces in Zimbabwe will be a blatant action of irresponsibility on the part of the EU and the American government.